Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Thayer High School Gym at Matt Pitts Court. And we're ready for Thayer Bobcat basketball. This evening, the Thayer Bobcats play host to the Highland Rebels. It's round two between the Bobcats and Rebels. Round one in the first round of the Bad Boy Tournament over at Highland was won by the Thayer Bobcats, 66-56. Thayer Bobcat basketball on this Tuesday evening brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic of West Plains, the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Don's Auto Service and Tire Shop of West Plains, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, 5D Screen Printing of West Plains, Southern Bank in Thayer, Alton, and West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, your broker in Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs, Olson Precast Concrete, FNBC Community Bankers, along with Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, Thayer Decorating Downtown, County Line Fence Company and Construction in Thayer, Eli Martin, and Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment of West Plains and Mountain Grove. And welcome to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat pregame show. Thayer's improved the record to 3-6. This will be their first game of the new year, and we haven't seen them since the third place game of the Bad Boy Mower down at Highland, a game that they won to take home the third place trophy. So Bobcats trying to make it two wins in a row and get a little closer to that 500 mark on the season. But it's the uphill battle tonight. They got the Highland Rebels. And the Highland Rebels, and Thayer actually in that game with Highland, I believe at one point, led by a pretty good margin. And actually, the Thayer Bobcats, excuse me, trying to find that sheet. Yeah, Thayer Bobcats actually led into three in that one, 49-37. Highland outscored them 19-17 in the fourth quarter to make it a 10-point win, 66-56. So Bobcats will have to have their shooting arm all lined up, and their shooting eye going good tonight to get another win over these Highland Rebels. Thayer Bobcats have taken a court. Highland has yet to do so. We're going to take a step away. We'll be back with more of your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic of West Plains Thayer Bobcat pregame show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
And welcome back to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic of West Plains Thayer Bobcat pregame show. By the way, do want to mention the junior varsity game is just over, and what a performance by the Thayer JV. They were down 11-0 and came back and beat the Highland Rebels 27-23. A game they only played a half a JV game, but that was a pretty good effort by the Thayer Bobcat JV squad. All right, we're getting ready for tonight's game. It's Thayer and Highland here on Matt Pitts Court at the Thayer High School. And again, this is second time these two teams have met here inside of 2 weeks. Thayer Bobcats got the win the first go-round. I mentioned earlier, 66-56. In that game, the Bobcats were led by Jaden Belcher, who had 20. Hollis Deckard added 16. And Riley White added 10. Trinkler had 13 for the Bobcats, who placed four players in double figures. And the big guns again for the Highland Rebels. Owen Highslip, the guard, worth number 10. He had 18 in the game. And Trent Sullinger had 14 in that game for Highland. They had five starters, and only the five starters scored in the ballgame. Bobcats did get a little bit of bench scoring in that one. Dominic Boyce had two and a three for Kipton Horton, his first varsity points. And, of course, he has scored in every Bobcat game since then. All right, about 7.5 minutes away from the tip-off. Both teams on the court taking their warm-ups. Thayer Bobcats wearing the home whites, Highland Rebels in the road red. We'll be back with more of your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcats Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office in Empoli owned and operated.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
And back here at the Thayer High School, Matt Pitts Court in the Thayer High School, getting ready for Thayer Bobcat basketball. A lot of other basketball going on around the area tonight. You know, the Alton Comets are in action this evening, and Thayer Lady Bobcats are in action this evening over at Donovan, taking on the number one ranked and undefeated Donovan Donettes, who are the defending state champions in Class 4. So the Lady Bobcats with their work cut out for them in that one. And we hope to get an update on how that game's going. It was scheduled to start at 6 o'clock for the varsity, so hopefully get an update on that here in just a bit. Here's the Thayer Bobcats and the Highland Rebels, round two for the season, final time these two teams will meet this year. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game this evening. They include Toyota of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Steed Trucking in Thayer, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Partners in Shine of West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, and the Fieldhouse Gym Cafe and Studio in Thayer. Let's take another time out. We'll be back with your starting lineups for tonight's game in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Well, it's the first of three games this week for the Thayer Bobcats. Thursday night, Bobcats will be on the road. They travel to Licking to take on the Wildcats over in Texas County. And then on Friday night, the Bobcats make a trip way up north to Marshfield to take on the Marshfield Blue Jays. And we'll have that one for you on the radio here on K-Country 95 and the Ecom Sports Network on Friday night. By the way, our broadcast schedule for the remainder of the week, of course, we're here at Thayer tonight. We'll be back here at the Thayer High School on Thursday night as the Thayer Lady Bobcats will be our team to follow Thursday. We'll follow them at as they take on the Kabul Lady Bulldogs in SCA conference play. And again, we'll be at Marshfield on Friday for the Thayer Bobcats and the Marshfield Jays. And then on Saturday, we'll be at Mountain View Birch Tree for the Legends Shootout as the Alton Comet boys and girls will play Bunker. So a busy week of broadcast here on the Ecom Sports Network. All right, take a look at our starting lineups for tonight. First up for the Highland Rebels, they are going to start tonight. Owen Highslip, who again had a good night against the Thayer Bobcats. Last time they played, he had 18 in that game. And before we get to the rest of the starting lineup, let's take a break. We're getting ready for the national anthem, and we'll have that. We'll be back with your more of your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Bobcat pregame show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back at Matt Pitts Court here in Thayer. The Thayer Bobcats get ready to play the Highland Rebels. And again, Thayer already one win tonight. The Thayer JV a winner over the Highland JV by a score of 27-23. Hope you've enjoyed our Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat pregame show. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. For the Highland Rebels, it'll be guard Owen Highslip and Trent Sullinger wearing number 13. Karsten Stanford wearing number 1. Jimmy Jensen wears the big 0 on his back. And number 4, Nate Huckabee. So they're going pretty much with an all-guard lineup against these Thayer Bobcats. For the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be the senior Hollis Deckard, sophomore Jaden Belcher, freshman Hunter Trinkler, along with seniors Riley White and senior Heath Combs. And we're about ready to go. Pretty good crowd on hand for the game if you're in the area. Come on out. Thayer Bobcats and the Highland Rebels should be an entertaining game here tonight. And, of course, if you want to call your friends, tell them to download the K-Country 95 app. They can listen to Thayer Bobcat basketball anywhere they go. Or, of course, we're always streaming on the World Wide Web at ecomnewsnetwork.com. And Highland Rebels first to break the huddle. They're wearing the red, trimmed in the gray and the white. And for the Thayer Bobcats wearing the home unis tonight, they're wearing the white trimmed in the green. Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats, assisted by Zach Steed. And we are set to go. Three-man officiating crew, they signal they're all ready to go. 8 minutes on the clock. Here we go. Tip is up and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Decker to bring it up out of the backcourt. We're underway here at Matt Pitts Court in Highland. Highland going to open in a man-to-man defense. Bobcats go the high post to Jaden Belcher. Aggressive move down the right side of the lane. Puts a shot up too hard, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on Nate Huckabee. And here we are, 11 seconds into the first quarter. Thayer going to the free throw line, where the Bobcats have been really good this year. And you watch me jinx Jaden here, but shooting the first one, it's up, and it rattles in and out, no good. Jaden Belcher, the big Bobcat sophomore, wears number 23 on his back, trying to put Thayer up early. We'll shoot the second free throw. It's up. This one bounces in and out. No good. And a rebound is going to be a hell ball as Heath Combs got tied up with Huckabee in there. And the possession will belong to the Highland Rebels. Rebels with their first chance to score here in the game so far tonight. So no score. 7:47 to go first quarter. Bobcats didn't score their first possession. Had prime opportunity. Highland working around that Bobcat zone to get the ball in the middle. Shot is blocked by Belcher. And a loose ball picked up by Heath Combs. Here come the Bobcats. Combs up the right side. Takes it to the wing. Hands off to Hollis Deckard. Swings it around. Now to Trinkler on the left. Trinkler circles back out to the top of the key. Now the right side to Riley White. Wide open out there. Riley will shoot that three if you don't watch it. Bobcats. Good ball movement around the perimeter. And Highland now looks like it's gone zone. Here's Belcher in the lane. Turns. Shoots. Again, too hard. Got it off the back of the rim. It wouldn't fall. And the foul's going to be this time on number 4, Huckabee. And that's going to be foul number 2 in the first quarter here on Huckabee. And we have played only 45 seconds. And Belcher back to the free throw line. This one is up and good. Belcher gets the bounce. And the Thayer Bobcats are on the board 1-0. Belcher set to shoot another. Trying to put Thayer up by 2 early. And the free throw is good. He swished that one. So Belcher 2-for-4 from the line. The Thayer Bobcats are up 2-0. Thayer will drop back in that 1-3-1 matchup zone. You know, they've moved Belcher into the middle of that zone, and it really has helped the last couple of ball games since they've done that. Here's Highland forces the ball inside. Shot is up, no good by Jensen, and a rebound taken by Trinkler. He drives the court for Thayer, puts the shot up. Oh, they're going to call it off. He hit it, but they're going to call him for an offensive charge. The freshman, a little bit too aggressive on the play, call for the charge. They'll be the first team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. And we're just over a minute into this game. We've had 3 fouls called already. 2 on Highland, 1 on Thayer. Highland comes up with a basketball. Highslip brings it into front court, works it to the left side, got it there to Stanford. Stanford surveys and now goes cross court back to Highslip. He'll pump a 3 ball. It's up. No good. Rebound. Volleyed up and around. Out of bounds. Off the hand to the Highland Rebels. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. They'll trigger it in down under the baseline, of course. After the missed shot, Hollis Deckard, the trigger man, will kick it in to Hunter Trinkler, the Bobcat freshman. We'll bring it up across the timeline right through the middle of the big T in the middle of the floor here at Matt Pitts Court in Thayer. Bobcats with the ball. Belcher with it on the right wing. Looks as teammates pass through the lane. Nobody open. Now they try to force one inside to him. And a travel going to be called before the pass. That'll go on Hunter Trinkler. And Trinkler will check out of the game. And it'll be Carter Nicholson to check in for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat sharpshooting junior. And still 2-0 our score. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. Highland with the ball, swinging around the perimeter. They got it over to Huckabee. Huckabee back to the left side now to Jensen. We get a whistle. Oh, no whistle. Had players flying on the floor. Here goes Highland. Passed into the corner. Is stolen. Controlled by Hollis Deckard for the Bobcats. Hollis looking to attack the basket. Down the baseline. Swings it out to Heath Combs. He'll drive down the baseline. Hang in the air. Shot is blocked. And the rebound taken by Highland. Here come the Rebels with a chance to tie or take the lead if somebody hits one from downtown. We've played a little over 2 minutes. Highland has not scored yet in the game. There's a long cross-court pass going down low for Sullinger. Sullinger brings it back out front to Stanford and now to Heislip. He'll give it back to Heislip. They want to work the left side of the Bobcat zone. They got it over there to Jensen. Jensen swings around the horn. There's number 13 with a shot. Sullinger, no good. And a rebound comes out long. Thayer Bobcats, they got a 3-on-1 on the break. Got to Hollis Deckard for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound running in the corner. A run down in the corner by Belcher. Back out to Deckard for three more. No, wouldn't go down. Rebound volleyed up and around. Finally controlled by Highland. Here come the Rebels on the break. That is Heislip down the left side of the lane. Couldn't get open for a shot. And then, oh, they're going to call Hollis Deckard for a foul on the play. I can tell you right now, just looking at his body language, Coach Matt Pitts did not like that call at all. And they are going to make a substitution here. It'll be Horton checking into the ballgame. Horton will go in, and Heath Combs will take a seat. So Thayer now with a pair, well, one freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and two seniors on the court. Highland inbounds the ball. They got it out front. Now back down on the left corner. Heislip's got it there, swings it out top. And around on the right side for Jensen. Jensen going in the lane. Pass in the middle is stolen by Belcher. Belcher up the left side. Almost lost control in midcourt. Gives it to Horton. Now to Deckard. He'll try another three. That one's off the rim. No good. Long rebound run down the corner by the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer up 2-0. 4:46 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats working around the horn again. Go on top to Horton, the freshman. Fakes in the lane. Now gives out to Hollis Deckard. Going to the lane. Shoots and scores the layup. Hollis Deckard all the way to the hole. And the first field goal of the game. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 4-0 over Highland. Highland with it. Bring it up the court. Go to Stanford. Stanford over to Sullinger. Out on top now. Sullinger makes a move into the free throw circle. Leaves it for Stanford. Stanford back in the corner to Heislip. Heislip dumps it inside. Little baby hook shot is up and good. That was, who was that? Number 11 with the bucket, Jacob Abbott, who has just checked into the ballgame. So Abbott scores for Highland. Bobcats with the ball. Here's Deckard for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Highland. And here come the Rebels with a chance to tie. Heislip to the top of the key. Swings it to the left side to Stanford. Stanford gives it in the corner. Going all the way down the baseline is Sullinger. And he scores the layup. That was a nice play by Sullinger. And we're tied at 4, 3:36. Action starting to pick up here at the Thayer High School gym. There, Bobcats with the ball. Nicholson out on top. Goes to Belcher. He'll fire a three. That's off the mark. Rebound, Nicholson. Follows it up again, and he scores. Nicholson off the Bobcat bench with his first two of the night. Good work on the offensive boards after the missed shot. Highland with the basketball. Thayer getting ready to make a substitution. Dominic Boyce is going to check in momentarily. Highland working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Got it on the right side. Now back out on top to Sullinger. Down the left side of the lane. Scoops it up and in off the window. Another nice move down the left side of the lane by Sullinger. And Highland ties the score at 6-2-6. Well, 2:51 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Chance to gain the lead. Horton fires a three out of the corner. That one bounces off the rim. No good. Thayer had the rebound and lost it. And now Horton takes it away. Thayer Bobcats regain control in the backcourt. Does a nice defensive play by the freshman. Gives to Nicholson. He'll fire a deep three. That's no good. Riley White with the rebound. Goes back up. Lays it up and in. Riley White with two off the offensive glass. And the last two Bobcat buckets have come on offensive rebounds. Thayer doing a nice job on the boards early. Four different Bobcats have scored. They lead it 8-6. Highland with it. They'll swing it cross court. Got it there for Stanford. Stanford makes one dribble, gives it out to Heislip, now around the horn. And Highland continues to operate with the ball out on the perimeter. Got it to Jensen. Jensen on the left side, now to Sullinger. Dumping it inside. Making a move. A little baby hook shot is up and no good by Abbott. And the rebound control by the Thayer Bobcats. And then a nice play by Abbott to tie up Jaden Belcher. And the hell ball will belong to the Thayer Bobcats. With a minute 53 to go in the first quarter, Thayer making substitutions. Hunter Trinkler and Dominic Boyce check in. So Thayer with only two starters left on the floor right now. Nicholson had got it on the left side wing, gives out top to Belcher. Belcher at the free throw line. Two dribbles, now fires a jumper. It's up off the rim, got a bounce, and it falls down. Belcher with a two, his first field goal of the game. He's got four to lead the Thayer Bobcats in scoring here in the first quarter. Highland working it around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone defense again. Got it in the right corner to Highslip. Look out, he likes to shoot it from there. Drills out to the wing, gives the ball up to Sullinger. Sullinger tried to drive, Bobcats cut him off. They give it out to Stanford. Stanford into the corner, shot is up, no good. Rebound, Riley White. Thayer doing a really nice job on the boards, both ends of the floor here in this one. We're down to 1 minute to play. Here's Hunter Trinkler. Got the ball down inside. Kicks out to Nicholson for three, and it's good. Carter Nicholson with a three. Brought to you by the Community First Banking Company and the Thayer Bobcats. Open a seven-point lead at 13-6. Nicholson's come off the bench with five in the first quarter. We're down under 45 seconds to go in the period. Highland with the basketball. Of course, we're in Missouri. No shot clock. Highland used to playing with a shot clock, and they rushed this a little bit. Shot is up, and it's good for Jensen. Jimmy Jensen, his first bucket, hit the front of the rim on the line drive shot and bounced over and fell down through. So Highland back with a five. Here's Nicholson for three more. That one rattles in and out, no good. Rebound control by Highland. Then they have it knocked away and out of bounds by the Bobcats. Thayer with a substitution here. Riley White, who's had a nice first quarter, will come out. Heath Combs will check in. So Coach Matt Pitts going eight deep already in the ballgame. And good rotation. The Bobcats have gotten established this year, keeping fresh legs on the court as much as they can. Highland with the ball down by five. Got it out front. Oh, and a foul going to be whistled on Heath Combs. Number 13, Sullinger, caught it, started to make a move, and Combs going to be called for the hold. Foul on Heath will be his first. Third team foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the first quarter. Neither team going to shoot. 8.5 seconds to go in the period. Highland inbounds it to Jensen. Jensen out top, gives it to Highslip. A long three is good! Highslip hits one from downtown for Highland, and our score at the end of one quarter of play. 13-11, Thayer Bobcats with the lead. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
We're ready for the second quarter here at the Thayer High School. The Thayer Bobcats with a two-point lead over the Highland Rebels. Thanks to that deep three by Owen Highslip just before the buzzer to end the first quarter. Again, Thayer leads it 13-11. Bobcats not shooting the ball well here early, but they did start to heat up a little bit toward the end of the quarter. And that's when Carter Nicholson came in and scored five of the Bobcats' 13 points, including a three-pointer. Highland will open the second quarter with the basketball down by two. They get it to the post at the elbow on the left side. Sullinger will kick it back out. Jensen will kick it back out on top to Highslip. He backs up, surveys the defense. Thayer still in the 1-3-1 matchup. Ball goes to the right side for Stanford. Stanford dribbles out to the free throw line, gives it back to Jensen. Jensen now gives on the right side. Inside they go. Then back out it goes in the corner and around the horn. Good ball movement here by Highland. They leave it out to High Flip out between the circles. He'll back it up near midcourt, and that's where he will start the offense. Swings it on the right side. Now out on top and around on the left for Stanford. Stanford holds it at the elbow, gives it out top. Three-point ball is up. No good. Rebound volleyed around. Controlled by Highland. That was Stanford. His shot is blocked, and Belcher comes out with a loose ball for Thayer. We'll leave it for Trinkler. Trinkler spins in the lane, kicks it out to Belcher in the corner. Belcher back toward the bucket, ducks under the defense. Little hook shot or a little scoop shot is up and good. Jaden Belcher now with 5 or 6 points to lead to Thayer Bobcats in scoring. Thayer back up by 4. Highland with it. They'll punch it in the middle to a number 13, Sullinger. Goes up with a shot blocked. Highland control. 3-point shot is up. That's no good for the Rebels. And a rebound taken by Jensen. Jensen on the baseline. Hounded by the Bobcat defense. Gets rid of it. Baseline drive by High Flip. Misses as his first shot blocked. Got the second one and put it back up and in. Excuse me, that wasn't High Flip. That was Sullinger. Number 13, and Sullinger now with 6 points in the game for Highland to lead the way. Bobcats coming the other way. Trinkler goes into the lane. Couldn't hit a layup. Rebound comes out to Heath Combs. He gives it up to Trinkler. Trinkler has a little trouble with a handle and gets fouled. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball on the far side. Highland Rebels really picking up the defensive pressure. And the foul is on number 13, Sullinger. Sullinger called for the foul. Will be his first of the game. And team foul number 1 on Highland here in the quarter. By the way, Dominic Boyce out of the game, and Hollis Deckard back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Trinkler brings the ball to the right side of the floor for Thayer. Now back out top, gets to Belcher. Belcher driving into the lane, pulls up. Oh, they're going to call him for an offensive foul. Belcher called the foul. That'll be number 1 on Jaden, the big Bobcat sophomore. Good aggressive move into the lane, but you can't throw that shoulder into the defender. You know, he did that the other night. Belcher had 3 fouls the other night of the offensive variety. And just trying to improve his game, trying to go, and he's got to do that more. With his size and his ball handling ability, he's got to be able to go to the hole and get those good shots. He hit the shot that time, but again, the contact was initiated by him to a defender that was just standing there waiting on it. So 5:58 to go in the first half. Thayer up by 2. Highland with the ball. They took a little time to wipe some perspiration up off the floor. Highland inbounds at the High Flip. He'll bring it down the floor. Highland with a chance to tie here with a bucket. They get it to the top of the key. Swing it back on the left side for High Flip. High Flip's pass is stolen by Carter Nicholson. He will drive for the layup. Misses it. Rebound Trinkler. Can't follow, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul on the Highland Rebels. Be on number 1. That is Carson Stanford. That'll be the first foul on Stanford. Team foul number 2 against Highland here in the second quarter. Hunter Trinkler, Thayer Bobcat freshman, steps to the line. Hunter has not scored yet in the ballgame. First free throw is up, but it's good. So Trinkler now with a bucket. 4 of the 5 Bobcat starters have scored in the game. And Carter Nicholson off the bench. Thayer up by 3 and make it 4 as Trinkler hits both free throws. So Thayer back up 4, 17-13. Substitution Thayer, Riley White checks in. Heath Combs will come out for Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer waiting for Highland in that 1-3-1 zone. Highland working around the perimeter. Got it now to High Flip. Kicked it out on top to Jensen. Jensen back out to High Flip. Now the left side to Stanford. Stanford couldn't get open for the shot. Swings it to the right. Now down the corner it goes to Sullinger. Sullinger passed out front, deflected, picked up by the Rebels. Rebels got it down to High Flip, driving the baseline, dumps it inside the basket and a foul. Nice play by High Flip to get the ball to Jacob Abbott. Abbott got fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line and shoot for the 3-point play. Thayer Bobcats with a substitution. Nicholson will check out of the game. By the way, he was who was called for the foul, so foul on Nicholson, his first. And number 11 going to the free throw line for Highland. That is Jacob Abbott. 4 points now in the game. Looking to make it 5. Trying to make it a 1-point ball game. And again, wiping a little perspiration up off the floor before they give Abbott the ball to shoot the free throw. Now they do. He'll survey the Puts it on the floor one time, two times, three times. Now pushes it up with the right hand, and it is good. Abbott hits the free throw. He's got five. And Highland back to within one again, 17-16, 5 minutes to go in the first half. There, Bobcats with the ball. Deckard out on top. Takes it to the left side on the dribble. Gives to Trinkler. Trinkler with a deep three. No good. Rebound off the hands of Highland. Out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. That was good work by Kipton Horton. The Bobcat freshman got in there, had his hand on the rebound. And then it bounced off a Highland Rebel player and out of bounds. Thayer will trigger it in down under the bucket. Looking in the lane. Got it into the Trinkler. Trinkler fakes right, moves left, and scores. Well, this kid's got some really nice moves as a freshman. Under control that time. Faked one way, went the other, and scored the layup. Trinkler now with 4 points in the game. Thayer back up by three at 19-16. Highland with it. Highslip going to try and tie it up, and the three is good. Highslip hits the three from way outside, and we're tied at 19 with 4:32 to go here in the first half. Thayer Bobcats with it. Horton to Trinkler for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound Horton down under the bucket. Trying to pass it, and it's stolen by Highland. Pardon me, Highland with the basketball. Horton had the rebound, tried to throw it across the lane, and was picked off. Highland with it, now they'll take their time. They swing it to the right side, got it there to Sullinger. Sullinger gives inside to Abbott, now to Highslip in the corner. Back out top, Thayer Bobcats with a steal. Trinkler, it was Riley White, made the defensive play. They get it to Belcher. Belcher going hard to the hole, and he scores the layup. Belcher with eight for the Bobcats, and Thayer back up two, 21-19 with 3:49 to go in the first half. Goodwin brewing here at the Thayer High School Gym. Highland working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone, got to Stanford on the left side. He dribbles to the free throw circle and gives it up to Sullinger. Sullinger right side to Heisler. Bobcats jump on him. He's had the hot hand lately. Here's a give back to Jensen. Jensen trying to pass it down deep in the lane. The ball is out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. Thayer will inbound after a turnover by Highland. With 3:28 to go in the first half, Thayer leads it 21-19. Trinkler brings it across the timeline, feeds it to the right side for Belcher for Thayer. Out top to Riley White. Two dribbles, gives to Trinkler, cuts down the left side of the lane. The lefty goes all the way to the hole and scores. Hunter Trinkler now with 6 points in the ballgame. And Thayer up again by four, 23-19. Highland working around the perimeter. Got it on the left side to Stanford. Back out on top. There's a travel, no call. Highland trying to dump it down inside. Ball stolen by Belcher. Belcher feeds it over to Hollis Deckard. Hollis driving the baseline, kicking out front. Ball stolen by Highslip. And he will drive for the uncontested layup, and it's good. Bad pass by Deckard. Trying to go from the baseline out to the top of the key, and Highslip, no trouble picking that one off and going to shooting the layup. Thayer, good ball movement around the zone. Got the ball up to Deckard. His shot is up. No good. Rebound. Volleyed four down under the bucket. And we get a timeout called as the Highland Rebels got possession. And Coach Adam Wolf calls a quick timeout. We'll take a timeout. 2.5 minutes to play in the first half. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all plan to be on time. But fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer. Dustin Walters over there does a great job. Mr. Dent in West Plains, Forstler Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, and Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, some of your Bobcat boosters. So Highland with a basketball chance to tie the score here. Maybe take a lead if somebody hits one, but they dump it inside to Abbott. His shot is up off the window. No good. And a rebound to Riley White. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. The two-point lead. 2 minutes and change to go in the first half here at Matt Pitts Court in Thayer. Nicholson checked in during the break. He's got the ball. Gives to Horton. Horton fires a three, and he nails it. Kipton Horton for three. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Thayer Bobcats hit their second three-pointer of the night. Nicholson, I believe, has got the other. Yes. So Bobcats with 8 points off the bench here in the half. They lead it 26-21. Highland taking her time offensively. Got the ball to the top. Now down the right corner. High slip will let one fly, and it's good. High slip with his third three-pointer. He's got 11 points in the game. First player in double figures. High slip letting it fly. And Highland back to within two with that bucket. Thayer with the ball. Got to Riley White. White now to Trinkler, trying to curl with the left hand. Now goes down the left side of the lane, puts it up off the window. No, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And foul will be against the Highland Rebels, number zero. That is Jimmy Jensen. That'll be foul number one on Jensen. And the third team foul on the Highland Rebels here in the second quarter. Neither team close to shooting the bonus. Hunter Trinkler at the line, 2 for 2, now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Trinkler with 7. Belcher leads the Bobcats with 8. And Trinkler can tie him here with this free throw, trying to put his team back up by 4. Free throw is up, but it's good. Trinkler, 8 points, all of them here in the second quarter for Hunter Trinkler, the Bobcat freshman. Really starting to heat it up. Highland comes the other way, down by 4 again, a minute 11 to go. Here they go into the lane, kick the ball back outside to Highslip, and Horton jumps out on him. Don't let him have it over there. He likes to shoot from that right side. Jensen with a now cross-court pass stolen by Nicholson. Nicholson and the Bobcats pull up the break. They'll give it to Horton. Horton back to Nicholson. Carter swings it over to Belcher. Belcher, top of the key. Now to the high post to Riley White, to Belcher, down to Horton, wide open in the corner. Bingo! Kipton Horton with a three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. The Thayer Bobcats expand the lead to 7, their biggest lead of the game. Highland with it, working around the perimeter. Got it on the right side to Jensen. Jensen drills out to the free throw line, pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. Nice play by Jimmy Jensen. Highland back to within 5 with that bucket. 31-26 our score, 19 seconds to go in the half. Thayer obviously going to hold for the final shot of the half here. No shot clock. Belcher handles the ball out near midcourt. Now dribbles away from the defense. Down to 6 seconds. Belcher out on top. Little step back three is up off the rim. No good. Riley White trying to tip it in. It wouldn't go. And that's the end of our first half of score. Our score, Thayer 31, Highland 26. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report powered by 5D Screen Printing at West Plains in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Now back at the Thayer High School, Matt Pitts Court here at the Thayer High School, and your Thayer Bobcats have a lead over the Highland, Arkansas Rebels by a score of 31-26 at the end of the first half of play. Thayer led at the end of the first quarter 13-11, and they outscore Highland 18-14 in the second quarter. And a very low-scoring first quarter. Matter of fact, we were like 3 minutes into the game before either team hit a field goal. But the second quarter, both teams started to heat up. And for Highland, that means Owen Heislip starts shooting a three. He hit three in the first half. He's got 11 points to lead the way for Highland. And for the Thayer Bobcats, it's been the bench scoring tonight. 6 points off the bench on a pair of threes by Kipton Horton, the Bobcat freshman, and junior Carter Nicholson hit a three and has scored five off the bench in the first half for Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. We'll have all the scoring for you here in just a bit. Good ball game, we thought it would be. It was a good ball game last time these two teams played. That was down at Highland at the Bad Boy Mower Invitational Tournament. Thayer won that one by 10. They lead tonight by five at the half, 31-26. We'll take another timeout. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, brought to you by 5D Screen Printing in West Plains. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School. It's halftime of our game tonight. The Thayer Bobcats with a 5-point lead over the Highland Rebels, 31-26 at the half. By the way, we did get word the Mammoth Spring Bears lost tonight. They lose to the Eminence Red Wings, 62-55 in a good ball game up in Shannon County. And still looking for a score. If anybody knows, might let me know. On the Thayer Lady Bobcat game, they traveled over to Donovan to take on the Donettes tonight. Donovan, undefeated and ranked number one in the state and the defending state champions. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats were looking to pull an upset over there tonight. And haven't heard anything on how that one's going as of yet. All right, here the Thayer Bobcats lead by five at the half, 31-26. You're listening to the 5D Screen Printing of West Plains Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. All right, take a look at our scoring. First up for the Highland Rebels, they're led by Owen Heislip. He's hit three threes and has 11 points in the game. Six for Trent Sullinger, five for Jacob Abbott, and four for Jimmy Jensen. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by the duo of Jaden Belcher and Hunter Trinkler. They each have eight in the game. Six off the bench with a pair of threes for Kipton Horton, five for Carter Nicholson, two for Riley White, and two for Hollis Decker. Thayer Bobcats have been working hard on the boards tonight. Done a nice job. I don't have rebounding stats, but I bet you Riley White is close to double-digit rebounds already in this game tonight against the Highland Rebels. All right, Rebels have made their way back out on the court. Thayer Bobcats making their way up out of the tunnel. They'll get their warm-ups in before we start the second half. I want to say again thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. They include Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, the Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the 11 Point River Title Company of Thayer, Karen Perkins, and the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer. Again, it's halftime. Bobcats lead Highland by 5, 31-26. We'll take another timeout, back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer.
And welcome back to Matt Pitts Court. The Thayer High School, we're just underway the second half there. Bobcats back to the starters, and Trinkler off the inbound, drives all the way to the bucket, gets hammered on the shot. Shot wouldn't go down. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot more free throws. And a foul. And the official still trying to figure out who the foul was on. And they're going to get either one Stanford or zero Jensen. And they call it on Stanford. Yeah, Carson Stanford, his second foul of the game. And Hunter Trinkler, the Bobcat freshman, going to line to shoot two free throws. Made two earlier in the game. This one is up, and it's good. So Trinkler now with 9 to lead the Bobcats in scoring tonight. He'll shoot another, trying to make double digits. First Bobcat to be in double digits if he makes it. Thayer Bobcats up now 6. Thayer led by as many as 7 in the first half. And they're trying to match that here. This free throw is up. No good. Rebound volleyed around, and Heath Combs runs it down for the Thayer Bobcats. Gives out to Trinkler, and he'll restart the offense from the top of the key. Backs out between the circles. Putting it on the floor. Bounces the ball over to Riley White. Riley spins away from the defense now. Hands it back to Trinkler. Trinkler spins down the lane, shoots, and scores. What a play by the freshman, Hunter Trinkler. He's got 11 in the game, and Thayer up by their largest margin at 34-26. Highland with the basketball. Work it to the left side. Got over there to Stanford. Stanford. Oh, got a man open in lane. That is Jensen. Jensen up with a shot. No, but a foul going to be whistled on the Thayer Bobcats. Stanford got wide open down there. Just enough hesitation, he drew the contact. And the foul is on Jaden Belcher. Will be his second. Bobcats, first player with more than one foul in the game. And at the free throw line, shooting 2 is Jimmy Jensen. First one is up and no good. Jensen had 4 points in the first half. Looking for number 5 right here from the charity stripe. 7:17 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats up 8. Second free throw is no good. Rebound, Riley White for Thayer. Gets it out to Belcher. Spins away at the defense. Thayer, the 3-on-2. Got it to Deckard for 3. It's off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Sullinger for Highland. Here come the Rebels. Chance to cut into this Bobcat 8-point lead. Heislip handles it out front. Deckard jumps out on him. Thayer now playing a 2-3 zone. Trying to stop the 3-point shooting. Heislip got it on the right side. Kicks it inside. His pass across court is deflected but picked up by the Rebels. Number 13, Sullinger got it. Going down the left side, shoots. That shot is blocked and out of bounds. It'll be Highland Rebel ball. 6:44 to play in the third. Thayer up by 8. Highland will inbound it down under the bucket. On the offensive end, Heislip bounces it down the middle. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. Riley White rips it away. Oh, and they're going to call a hell ball. He got up there with Sullinger, ripped it away from him, but they call a simultaneous possession. And the possession arrow points to the Highland Rebels. They'll inbound it down under the bucket again. Looking in the middle. Nobody open. They kick it out front. Now right back down the corner to Heislip. Heislip to Sullinger. Out top now to Sampson. Dribble drives into the lane. Couldn't find an opening. Gives the ball up. Swings it around. And it goes on the right side to Heislip. Heislip back out on top. And eventually over to Stanford. Stanford on the left wing. Looks at the cutter in the lane. Gets in the ball in there. That is Sullinger. Kicks it back outside. Good patience here by Highland. Down by 8 with the ball. Got it outside to Sullinger. Sullinger back on top. And a steal by Heath Combs for Thayer. He will drive for the layup. It's good. Heath Combs with a beautiful defensive play drives the court for the uncontested layup, and the Thayer Bobcat lead is now 10. Highland with a spin move out top. Ball stolen by Hollis Deckard, and Hollis gets hammered and crashes into the wall. Good thing this thing got padding on it. Wow, you could almost call that one a flagrant. Fouls on number 0, Jimmy Jensen. That'll be his second. And Hollis Deckard gets up, and he'll go shoot 2 free throws for the Thayer Bobcats. Went up for the layup. And Jensen just absolutely hammered him, knocked him flying into the wall. And Hollis Deckard at the line looking for his first point of the second half. He had a bucket in the first half for 2, and the free throw is short, no good. I'm thinking he was shaken up pretty good when he slammed into that wall down there. Still kind of shaking his head. He'll put up the second free throw, trying to get this one to go in, and it's good. And Deckard gives the Bobcats an 11-point lead, 37-26. We've played 2.5 minutes in the third quarter, and Highland has not scored. Bobcats have outscored them 6-0 so far in the period. Highland with the ball. Jensen with it. Long 3 from out top is good. Jimmy Jensen with his first 3-pointer of the game. He's got 8 points on the night. Excuse me, make it 7. He had 4 in the first half. And just like that, Highland back to within 37-29. Here's Hollis Deckard. Fake the 3 out top. In the lane. Now outside to Heath Combs with a shot. No. Riley White with the rebound. His return shot is blocked. And the official letting him play a little bit now. Thought that had foul written all over it, but no call. Highland with the basketball. Now down by 8. Almost a steal by Deckard. Ball goes in the backcourt. Picked up by Highland. They get it back in the front court, and a steal by Trinkler. Trinkler drives for the layup, and it's good. Trinkler now with 13 in the game, the lead to Thayer Bobcats. He's got 5 here in the third quarter. Highland swinging it back out on top. Ball goes to Heislip. Heislip to the elbow. Passes it inside. Little bounce pass down low is going to go off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. Thayer making a substitution here. Carter Nicholson will check in. Hollis Deckard comes out for Thayer. So Bobcats with 4:36 to go in the third quarter, lead it by 10. Highland inbound the ball. And the inbound pass is stolen. Nicholson's got it. He's got Trinkler in front, and Nicholson will drive. Throws it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound. Trinkler follows it up and in. Trinkler with 15 to lead all scorers in the game. Bobcat freshman has been good, and Thayer with their biggest lead of the night at 41-29. Highland working around the perimeter. Got it on the right side, and the ball knocked away from Sullinger, and a foul is going to be called on Heath Combs. Combs, as Sullinger was holding it high over his head, and Combs just reached out and poked it out of his hands out of bounds, but a foul was called. Substitution for Highland, Jacob Abbott will check into the game. Looks like Stanford, number one, checks out. Number four, Huckabee, inbounds the ball for Highland, got it in to Jensen. Jensen out on top, defense jumps on him. He hit one from right there a few moments ago. Now here's a give to number 10 who just checked in. Or no, it's Heislip. Heislip to the free throw line to Stanford. His shot up, no good. Riley White with another rebound for Thayer. The Bobcats threw it away. Riley White didn't see Heislip behind the man, and Heislip picked it off and scores the layup. Thayer the other way in a hurry. So swinging around to Heath Combs. Into the free throw circle. Now goes down low to Riley White. Gives it in the corner to Nicholson. Back outside to Combs. Combs working the left side of the floor. Pulls up his dribble. Spins away from the defense. Feeds it out to Belcher. Belcher back to Combs. Wide open for the three. Doesn't take it. Dribble drive into the lane. Throws up a shot on double clutch. No good. White had the rebound and had it taken away. But they're going to call Riley for a foul on the rebound. First foul tonight on Riley White. That is team foul number three on the Bobcats here in the third quarter. And Heath Combs checks out. Bobcats go with Kipton Horton, the freshman. So a pair of freshmen, a sophomore, and a junior and senior on the floor right now for Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. They swing it around the horn. Highland with the ball, down by 10. Got it to Heislip, way outside. Nicholson jumps out on him, and his pass is stolen by Horton. Horton drives, puts it up. Oh, no good, and a rebound off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. Horton was anticipating there was going to be some contact. The contact never came, and he didn't go up. You got to go hard anyway. It's got to play through the contact, Nate, not wait for it to come to you. The freshman will learn. Thayer making substitution. Dominic Boyce back in the game for Thayer. And Highland working around the perimeter, down by 10 again, 41-31. Heislip with a deep three, catches the front iron, no good, rebound to Highland. Sullinger, dribble drive into the lane, ball taken away. Horton will give it out to Dominic Boyce, who drives, misses the layup. Rebound, Highland. Boy, Bobcats with two chances to score and miss layups. Highland with it, go to a cutter in the lane. Sullinger hooks it up off the window, no good. Belcher rebounds. Thayer running the other way, Belcher on the break. All the way to bucket, lay it up and in. Belcher now with 10 points in the game, and Thayer up by 12, 43-31. Highland, a little bit careless with the ball here, a couple of possessions in a row. Heislip's got it for them, feeds it over to Abbott. Abbott now outside to Jensen. Jensen, right side to Sullinger. Sullinger goes in the lane trying to split a double team. We got a lot of contact down there. He goes crashing to the floor, and a foul's going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Belcher. That's going to be number three on Jaden. Third foul of the night, and he will check out of the game. Well, no, he stays in there. Hunter Trinkler will check out as Carter Nicholson checked back in. And they're wiping a little and now Heath Combs going to get into the game. Belcher will check out for Thayer with those three fouls. We're down under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Highland to trigger it in down under the basket. Huckabee will be the trigger man, and he dumps it in. Short jumper is up and no good. Rebound volley up and around. Huckabee gets it back in the paint. Goes up with a shot. No, and it's taken away from him by Kipton Horton. Nice play by the Bobcat freshman. Horton brings it into front court, gives over to Nicholson. Nicholson, Bobcats running a little motion here. Got to Heath Combs on the left side wing. Heath swings it back over to Horton. Open for a three. It's up off the rim. No good. Riley White skies for the rebound. Couldn't follow it in, and Highland gets the second opportunity. Here come the Rebels. Heislip up the floor. Minute 22 to go now in the third quarter. Thayer up 12. Highland has only scored 5 points in this quarter. They're down by 12. Thayer's outscored them by 7. Highland not getting any hurry here. They get the ball down in the corner. Heislip fakes the three as the defense comes to him. Now gets a Sullinger. Sullinger going to the lane is going to be called for a travel. And the Thayer Bobcats with a substitution. Hollis Deckard checking back in. Dominic Boyce checks out. Highland making a move. Number one, Carson Stanford checks back into the game. And Huckabee, number four, will take a seat. We're down under a minute to play in the fourth quarter. Thayer by 12 with the basketball. Horton up through the middle. Gives it to Combs. Combs, Bobcats running that weave out front. Now they go inside to Combs. Fakes right, turns left, shoots, no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and the Highland Rebels have got it. Nice play there by Stanford. Number zero, Jimmy Jensen with it up the right side of the floor. Gives out to Heislip. Heislip down to 34 seconds to play in the third. Highland down by 12 with the basketball. He'll work around the perimeter. Got the ball now to Jensen. Jensen at the free throw line. Has to give it back outside to Stanford. Stanford circles around to the right wing. Gives it back to teammate inside. Wide open is Jacob Abbott for the lay-in. Nice play there by Carson Stanford to find Abbott wide open. And Highland cuts the lead to 10. 7 seconds to go. Hollis Deckard, no look pass. Down low to Riley White, who scores the layup. Second bucket of the night for Riley, who's a half-court shot for Highland. No good. And that's the end of our third quarter. Our score, Thayer 45, Highland 33. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
And we're back at Thayer High School. We'll say thanks again to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game, including Toyota of West Plains, Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Steed Trucking, and Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains. Thayer Bobcats open the fourth quarter with the basketball and a 12-point lead. And Thayer's gone back to the starters on the floor right now. Here's Hollis Deckard for three off the wing. It's no good. Rebound, Heath Combs. Combs looking to kick it back out front, does to Trinkler. Trinkler spins in the lane, ducks under the defense, gives it back out to Deckard. Deckard on the left side wing will circle back out on top. Thayer will restart the offense from there. Good possession here by the Bobcats. Got the ball to Riley White, now to Deckard. Fakes the three, little pump fake, goes in the lane, shoots a floater, and it's good. Hollis Deckard now with 5 points in the ballgame, and Thayer's biggest lead of the night is 14. 7:20 to go in the game. Highland with it. They'll swing it around the horn. Got to Stanford. Out on top now to Jensen. Jensen takes to the top of the key. Now trying to get rid of it. Oh, and he fell down and lost it. And Trinkler picks up the loose ball and drives. Misses a layup. Heath Combs is there to clean it up and score for the Thayer Bobcats. Combs with four. And we're going to get a timeout call here by the Highland Rebels. 6:58 to go in the game. Thayer leads it by 16, 49-33. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And that timeout by the Highland Rebels brought to you by Roger Foley and Capri Bristow at Shelter Insurance in Thayer. And back at the Thayer High School, Bobcats have opened up their biggest lead of the game, 49-33 over the Highland Rebels. And we're down to just under 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Thayer Bobcats playing the defense here. Highland with it on the offensive end. Give it out top. Now back to the right side to Heislip. Now back out on top for Jensen. Jensen goes to the left side of the floor on the dribble. Bobcats really extending that zone out on the perimeter. Here's the give down inside. Power move by Sullinger. Couldn't hit the shot. And Belcher off of the rebound. Thayer with a 3-on-2 break. Got it down to Deckard. Hollis moves to the right side of the lane. Kicks it over to Combs. Combs to the elbow on the dribble. Back out to Trinkler. Bobcats will reset the offense now against the zone defense of the Highland Rebels. Looks like they've gone man-to-man again. Deckard with it out on top for Thayer. Fakes left. Moves right. down the right side of the lane. Couldn't find a shot. Bounces out to Trinkler. Trinkler driving a baseline, going all the way to the hole. Forces it up and in. Trinkler is feeling it tonight. The freshman's got 17. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is now 51-33. An 18-point advantage matches Bobcats' 18-point lead they had against Highland about this same time down in the Ronnie Brogdon tournament, the Bad Boy Classic. And here's Highland with it offensively. Heislip got it inside. Nice shuffle pass. Got it to Jacob Abbott, who hits the bucket. He's got 9 in the game. Highland hadn't scored in a while. Thayer back on the offensive end. A little motion here. Heath Combs has got it on the right side wing. Feeds it out on top to Deckard. Hollis now going to Riley White at the high post. Riley putting on the floor. Circles in the lane. Spins, shoots a little bit short. Gets his own rebound. Follows it back up and in. I'm telling you, folks, Riley White has only scored 6 points tonight, but he has had, I bet you he's got 13, 14 rebounds in this game. He has dominated the boards on both ends. Worked hard for that 2 points right there. Highland with the ball again, down now by 18, 53-35. They get it outside. Sullinger pulls up free throw line, shoots and scores. Trent Sullinger now with 8 points for Highland. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. 4:50 to go in the game. 53-37, Thayer Bobcats lead. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
And back at Thayer High School gives us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game, including Partners in Shine of West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe, and Studio in Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball coming out of the timeout, down to 4:44 to go in the game. Thayer leads it by 18, 53-37. Actually, that's 16, isn't it? Bobcats, here's Deckard for three. Oh, it was in and popped out. The foul on the rebound going to be called on Riley White. Riley picks up his second foul of the game. Non-shooting foul came on the offensive rebound attempt, and it'll be Highland basketball. Thayer going down the stretch here with the starters on the floor, with the exception of Nicholson in there in place of Heath Combs. So it's Deckard, Trinkler, Belcher, White, and Nicholson going down the stretch here for Thayer. Coach Pitts has used a lot of guys this game tonight, and it's kind of gotten that way as the season's progressed. Here's a shot for Highland up and no good by Sullinger, and a rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Deckard will walk it up. Down to 4 minutes to play in the game. Thayer up 53-37. Gets the ball to Riley White, spins down the left side of the lane, puts it up with the right hand, no good, and the rebound gets on the floor, picked up by Highland. Huckabee got it. There's Heislip driving the floor, pulls up, his shot is blocked, but a travel going to be called. Oh my. Heislip traveled before the foul. He stopped, hesitated, and went up for the shot. The shot was blocked, but they called the travel before the block. Here's Trinkler, brings the ball up out of the backcourt against the full-court man-to-man defense of Heislip. Got across the timeline. Thayer's in the half-court offense to go high post to White. Riley gives to Trinkler. Trinkler spinning into the lane, loses the handle, gets it back, and gives it back out to Trinkler. Trinkler resets the offense. Now going to Deckard. Deckard has the ball poked away into the backcourt, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of the Highland Rebels. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 3:29 to go in the game. Thayer hanging on to a 16-point lead, 53-37. And now, oh, we got a Bobcat player. Hollis Deckard looks like has a little blood on his jersey. And he'll have to get that cleaned up, and he'll have to come out of the game. Bobcats will send Kipton Horton, the freshman, in. As Deckard will have to get some blood taken care of. Looks like on his jersey, maybe a little bit on his hand. So we'll see what the Bobcats do here. Carter Nicholson will inbound the ball with 3:29 to go. Bobcats inbound it in the backcourt at midcourt. They stack it up, look for somebody to get open, and they get it into Horton. Horton working against Huckabee. Brings him up across the timeline. Highland trying to pick up the pressure defensively here, down by 16. Bobcats with the ball. Good ball movement to Nicholson. Wide open for a three, and it's good. Carter Nicholson with another Thayer Bobcat three, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And the Bobcat lead is back to 19, 56-37. Highland with it. Heislip in the corner. Cross-court pass goes out front. Three-point ball is up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Carter Nicholson from Thayer. And, oh, he got it out to Horton. Ball stolen by Highland, and they throw it away into the corner. Rebels run it down, trying to go back out front. Oh, and Sullinger stepped out of bounds on the baseline. So with 2:48 to go in the game, Highland turns it over. Down 56-37. Bobcats will get set up here. Highland going to go full court man-to-man pressure. Down by 18 points, right? 19 points, I'm sorry. 56-37. Bobcats inbound the ball in the backcourt to Belcher. Hounded by Heislip. Dribbles away from him up the left side. Oh, and Heislip comes from behind and takes it away. Highland with a basketball. Heislip between the legs with a dribble. Tries to throw it in the middle. Ball stolen by Riley White for Thayer. Bobcats get it out to Trinkler. Trinkler all the way down into the lane. Gives it out to Belcher. Now on top to Nicholson. Thayer will reset the offense. 2:28 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats with a big lead to get it to Riley White. Now to Nicholson, will drive the baseline. Goes up for the shot. It's blocked, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Good aggressive play by Nicholson. He saw an opening to the bucket, and he just exploded to the hole. Foul is on number zero, Jimmy Jensen. That'll be number three on him. And the first team foul called on Highland here in the fourth quarter. Nicholson at the free throw line. Carter misses the first free throw. Substitution, nope. Hollis Decker going to check in for Nicholson if he makes this free throw. If not, he'll wait till the next break. Carter Nicholson, 8 points in the ballgame, looking for number nine right here off the Bobcat bench. Left that one short. Rebound controlled by Huckabee for Highland. Here come the Rebels. Got it down in the corner. Now baseline drive. Sullinger leads it back out. And off to number zero, Jensen, who scores. Jensen in double figures now with 10. Thayer inbound the ball against the full court man-to-man. Got it to Nicholson. Down to Riley White all alone. He went up for the dunk, and he dunks it. Riley White with a jam. And the Thayer Bobcats up by 19 again. Highland with it. In the lane goes number zero, Jensen. He's now got 12 for Highland. Thayer going the other way. Trinkler all the way to the basket. Count it. Trinkler with 19. Thayer running away here in the late going from the Highland Rebels, leading by 19, 60-41. Minute 32 to go in the ballgame. Highland with it. Free throw line jumper is up. No good. Riley White with another Bobcat rebound. Gives the ball to Horton. Horton bringing it up against the double team. Now gets rid of it to Nicholson. Nicholson across the timeline down to the left side. Moves toward the lane. Back out to Horton. Horton floats away from the defender on the dribble. Feeds it over to Nicholson. Nicholson down low to Riley White. Turnaround jumper off the windows. Good. Riley White in double figures with 10. Riley has really come alive in the second half. He's got 8 second half points. There's a long three by Heislip for Highland. No good. Rebound off to Horton. Bobcats push it up to Belcher. Belcher to Trinkler for the lay-in. Highland getting nobody back defensively, and the Bobcats just shooting layups now. Thayer up 23 with 41 seconds to go. Heislip again handles it in pressure. Gets it outside. Three ball is up. An air ball rebounded by Nicholson. And Thayer now can pretty much run out the clock unless Highland does what they just did. And they fouled Trinkler as he made the catch. Be a non-shooting foul. And it was Jensen on the foul. Will be his fourth of the game. Thayer leads it by 23 with 31 seconds to go. Bobcats inbound in the backcourt to Trinkler. Bobcat freshman working against Heislip. Spins across the timeline, gives to Nicholson. Nicholson back to Trinkler. Trinkler saw an opening, dribbles all the way through the lane, gives it back outside. Belcher's got it. And the Bobcats are going to hold for the final. It'll be 64-41. Nicholson now just going to hold it while the clock is running down to 8 seconds to go in the game. Down to 5 seconds to go in the game. And 2-1. There's the buzzer. The Thayer Bobcats score 19 points in the fourth quarter, and they beat the Highland Rebels 64-41 here on Matt Pitch Court at the Thayer High School. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Decorating postgame report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back after the ball game here at Matt Pitts Court at Thayer High School, where the Thayer Bobcats are winners tonight, 64-41 over the Highland Rebels. So Bobcats are 2-0 against the Rebels this year. And we're joined by Bobcat coach Matt Pitts. Coach, I thought good effort all night long by your guys. The shots weren't falling early, but once they started making them, Bobcats just took over the game.
Well, that's kind of the game. And we talked to our guys about confidence, and we got a little timid there in the third, you know, and we got, if you're open, you got to shoot it. If you're one of those guys, I mean, making it is great, but if you don't validate space and make people guard you, it gets really hard to, for the lane to be open.
Yeah, your freshman tonight I thought was outstanding, Hunter Trinkler.
Yes.
And he struggled a little bit early, but once he hit those two free throws and kind of got his bearings, it seemed like the game went easy for him.
Yeah, and he's a guy you can get on and he understands. I mean, he knows what we need him to do and what we want him to do, but he's also a guy that you can get on a little bit and he'll respond. And tonight he did.
And I thought Riley White was huge. I don't know how many rebounds he had tonight. I know he ended up scoring 10 points, but he must have had between 15 and 20 rebounds. He was dominant on the board.
Yeah, and you know, he's a guy, and we talk about the same thing with all those guys, is you've got to be the best version no matter what it is, what you do. And he's a rebounder, a defender, get trash baskets, and when you're really good at that, we're a different team when he does that.
All right, so just your overall view of this game tonight with Highland.
You know, they've got a lot of athletes. They shoot the ball well from the perimeter, and they did at times, and we knew it would be tough because it's just the nature of kind of how we play, and, you know, we don't get away from you. And defensively in the second half, I thought was a lot better. We made it, especially in the third quarter, we made it hard for them. And like you said, some shots fell in the third that didn't fall in the first and second. But overall, again, when shots fall, that's a different game, and we might have got some separation sooner, but we kept grinding it out, and that's kind of how we have to play.
All right, so two more games this week. You go to Licking on Thursday and then Marshfield on Friday. Neither one of those are going to be easy.
No.
I know Licking's down a little bit this year. I saw him play up at the Kabua Holiday Tournament. But going into that gym and playing them, that crowd's going to be rocking up there.
Yeah, it'll be a tough one. And on the road, and then turn around on Friday night and have to go play somebody like Marshfield, who's a very talented club. But, you know, you got to put yourself in tough spots. And everything we want still ahead of us. So it's a grind, and we've just got to continue to get better. And I like where we're going. I think we've gotten better every time we played, and we just got to continue that.
All right, Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Matt Pitts, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats. Winners tonight, 64-41 over the Highland Rebels. We'll be back with more of your postgame report, powered by Thayer Decorating, in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
And we're back after the ball game here. The postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Center in downtown Thayer. And let's run down the scoring for you. First up for the Highland Rebels, they scored 41 points in the game tonight. Only 8 in the fourth quarter. Matter of fact, they only scored 15 in the second half. And Coach Pitts alluded to that. His defense really picked it up, guarded better on the perimeter in the second half, and managed to shut Highland down. Highland is led tonight by Owen Heislip. Heislip hit 3 threes and scored 13 in the game. Also in double figures was Jimmy Jensen. He hit a 3 and scored 12 points in the game. 8 for Trent Sullinger, 9 for Jacob Abbott. And that's all the scoring for the Highland Rebels. Only 4 players scored in tonight's game. For the Thayer Bobcats, 7 different players scored, led by the freshman Hunter Trinkler, scores 21 on the night. Riley White with 10 for the Bobcats, the big senior. Jason Belcher, the big sophomore, had 10 points in the game. 4 points for Heath Combs. And the Thayer Bobcats get 14 points off their bench tonight. Carter Nicholson hit a pair of threes. He had 8 points in the game. And Kipton Horton, the freshman, added a pair of threes for 6 points in the game for Thayer. Bobcats record improved to 4-6 on the year with a victory tonight over the Highland Rebels. All right, we need to name our Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, presented by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic of West Plains. We'll do that in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Excuse me. All right, we're back here at the Thayer High School. Time for us to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, presented by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic of West Plains. I'm going with 2 tonight, folks. I'm going to weasel out. I'm going to go with Riley White, again, probably near 20 rebounds in the game and scored double-figure points with 10. He was just a force in the inside, a force that Thayer Bobcats need to be successful this year. And you got to go with the freshman, Hunter Trinkler, scores 21 to lead the Bobcats in scoring tonight. And again, Thayer Bobcats win it here, 64-41. Now they'll start getting ready for the Licking Wildcats Thursday night, that game at Licking. Hope to see a big crowd out in Texas County for that one. Hope you've enjoyed the game tonight. Thayer Bobcat basketball brought to you in part by Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment of West Plains and Mountain Grove, County Line Fence Company and Construction in Thayer, Eli Martin there, Thayer Decorating Downtown, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, FNBC Community Bankers, Olson Precast Concrete of West Plains, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, your broker in Thayer, West Plains.